Excuse me.
We're on. We'll call the. It's 8:30 on the clock, so we'll call the Board of Equalization to order. Open Meetings Act is posted on the east wall. Tenants by observation: Jurgens, Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, and Tiemann. Approve or disapprove agenda as presented?
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Tiemann. Vote 7-0. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting?
I would move to approve the minutes of previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Hill. Vote 7-0. We have something at 8:30. Timed event there. Otherwise, comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. And this is on equalization. Our board meeting will have comments from the public later for that. Seeing none, Patty?
I don't have much other than it's summer and it's hot. Not unless you guys have any questions. Basically, we're just working now with you guys getting your budgets in, and then we'll be doing tax rates and seeing how that goes. So starting to look at statistics for the upcoming, because we're getting close. Well, we got about another month of sales coming in, so that's about all I really know, unless anybody has anything for me. Oh, there was an article in the paper about, I don't know if you saw that Lincoln paper, about that some of the farmers and so forth may be going to the governor and asking, and some of the people may be asking for a special session, I think.
Yeah.
Legislative session. So, once again, I'm just telling Gage County residents that came in here this year, you know, get on board. That's where it needs to be, because next year it's going to be the same thing if we don't start doing something active and be, you know, trying to put the input from the Gage County people, too. So we had a good workshop out in North Platte last week. Learned a little bit more. There's going to be an exemption on personal property, so going to get some regs on that. Everybody gets the first $10,000 exempt, so it's something you have to apply for. But we have some of the details, but I'm sure the state will be writing all the directives and everything that we go by.
But each individual person or entity will need to sign a paper for that or something?
I want to see for sure on those regs. I'm pretty sure, I don't think it's an automatic like the tax credit was. But we'll know more because that's, you know, but that has been passed. So,
what's the timing on that?
Yeah, I guess.
The timing is between, I would assume it's going to be through January 1st to May 1st when you file your personal property schedule.
Okay, but timing on when they would make, you don't have the information.
On the regulations.
Yeah.
They're working on, you know how they make the laws, and then the State Department has to do the directive to the assessors. And there will be an informational sheet out just like on Homestead. So one thing I know they have to do, right now, I'm pretty sure it's a thing that you have to apply for, but don't hold me to that until I see more of the regulations. I know it passed, yeah. But we do have to go in on the centrally assessed side, because railroads and pipelines also have a personal property that they report to us that go through different entities and tax districts. So that's going to have to be something that the state devises, because the pipeline goes for some miles and miles. So, do you know late filers won't get it and things like that? So I'll have more information as we come down the road with it, and an information guide will be out on it. So
good. We just want to make sure our folks.
Yeah, it'll be 2016.
Information.
So
good.
They talked about bringing the bill back for the 65%, you know, on ag land, but I think everybody's kind of under the same impression that that's not really going to solve problems. So. That's why I think they're going to talk about more of that. Try to get that special session. And if it was, I think it was yesterday, maybe they were, or if it's next Monday. I'm not sure what the paper said, that they're meeting with Governor Ricketts are going to try.
I don't remember. I read an article, too, that there is a group of them going to push for get a special session for.
But I'm just saying, please, 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 if anybody has anything, you know, get up there and we've been active as the assessors group. You know, there's an ACO meeting in October where we'll talk more about some things, too, and just everything in general. Because here at the public level, we've, you know, every year we continue to hear that, but just don't stop here.
And then I had one more thing here. Last week when I was on Quibi, Eric and I were, Doug asked about, our valuation this year is at $3,024,269,641, which was an increase of $413,640,000. And Doug asked the question about what was attributed to the growth or new, I'd call it new or whatever. Don texted me that day, and I didn't look at my phone, but $35,866,999 is attributed to growth. So attributed to just an increase in valuation was $377,773,536, if I did my math right or whatever. So
but that's, you know, probably not completely accurate either, because there's some things that probably don't get reported, or the valuation is different on some of that stuff too.
Well, this is what is as certified as our certification here. Our total taxable value is $3 billion. We're a little over $3 billion, $24 million. But attributed to growth is $35 million, or not quite 10%. About 8 or 9% is attributed to growth, and the rest is attributed to increase in valuation. Right?
Yeah. Let me explain growth a little bit. Growth is only new construction and added things to commercial buildings. So growth is not just because I'm upping a parcel of ground based on, you know, that it needs to go up. And growth is not if you go into a political subdivision and just add to acreages. That's not growth. Growth is new construction, anything that has to do with commercial businesses. That's your growth. We have a formula we use with personal property, too, to determine growth. And so some of those big companies, I think, put on some pretty, there was some equipment, you know, that. So that's one thing that I want to make sure. It's like new construction, new add-ons, and things like that. So
roughly 90% of the increase in our valuation was due to increases based on the current system of taxation and the system of sales that create.
Correct.
Which that system is modified, changed, and corrected from there. So I'm glad they're meeting. So I'm glad they're meeting.
Yeah. And that's probably what it'll take, is a special session where they can deal with that one issue and that one issue only, and not get sidetracked on something else.
That's right, because issues. It just seems like nobody knows really what to do, so we just keep throwing it aside, you know. And it's been that way for I don't know how long. We've been preaching to the choir about that.
If they do have special session, do you go up and lobby for the county then?
Well, we have in our assessors group, the Southeast District Assessors, we have one spokesperson. And she's very, very good. She practically lives. It's Marilyn Hadlicky from Seward County. And she's very, very good at doing it, because you don't have, you know, we pretty much set all the things that we want into. So our meetings, sometimes meetings like that, you get so much questions and answers going that everybody puts in their input, and then we have one spokesperson for our district. Because all the districts, there's Panhandle, Northeast District, you know, Southeast District, so we as assessors have one spokesperson for that, and she's very good.
Well, they just need to understand that talk is cheap, and you can talk and talk and talk about changing the way that we assess taxes, not only on property, but we've got income, we have sales, we have other areas that could be expanded very slightly to take a tremendous amount of the pressure off of property tax. And they talk about doing it, whether it's from the governor right on through the legislature and everywhere else, but they don't have the guts to take action and do it. And we have to. We have to change the way we're doing things if we're going to put any relief on property. It's the only way it's going to happen. And I mean, it's obvious. You got to find the money somewhere else. And they say, well, they just, schools need to quit spending money, and the counties and the cities need to quit spending money, and, you know, it's all us. We're the ones that are creating the whole problem. So, excuse me, I'm getting carried away this morning. But
that's very good comments.
Counties are dropping the bucket compared to the school spending, but that's not just, we hear a lot about ag lands values, which that's important because that's our base here. But we've also got 100% tax rate on commercial property. The commercial property, that's where a lot of people are employed. That stimulates growth there, too, by taking some burden off there. We definitely need to look at the ag land values, too, but the on the commercial side also, there's a lot of people that go to work every day in the industrial parks or main streets or areas like that. It takes a little burden off of everybody. House values, you know, taxation on houses, maybe stimulate a little bit more growth there, put up a new structure. It trickles all the way through.
When I was in North Platte, too, I think they laid off 130 more people from Case.
Case. They announced that, too.
Yeah, and they were down 40% on the sales of their. So it does have a, you know, toll on everybody when things go, you know.
No, thank you, Patty, for help being here. And because when Doug asked that, I didn't have an idea, but yeah, it's good to hear it explained and stuff. So, good comments. Anybody else? Adjourn the meeting. Equally. Oh, we have an 8:35. Oh, good. Never mind. We have an 8:35. Approve or disapprove exemption application for Gage County Agriculture Society.
Move to approve.
Second.
That is for
with lots that were purchased by the Ag Society around the fairgrounds for additional parking.
Okay. Trying to figure out how much usage will be included. Overflow parking during the fair. Yeah, lots 48, 59, 60, and 61 in McDonald subdivision of the south one half of the southwest 1/4, 3246. But I don't see a dollar amount. Well,
there isn't. There isn't. On vehicles that Lori does.
Oh.
This is real estate.
This is real estate. Okay. So then that's what we're approving. So that
these are like your permissive exemptions on your churches and things like this. But since they bought it later, past the time frame when we did the others, as long as they file by July 1st, then we can approve.
You recommend the approval?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Any other comments? Vote. 7-0. Now are we done? Now we're done. Now we're going to adjourn the meeting. 8:43.